Hello everyone, this is David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com with today's Cold War Minute. Today is October 18, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1945, the Soviet Union's nuclear program receives plans for the United States plutonium bomb from Klaus Fuchs at the Los Alamos National Laboratory. In 1945 as well, a group of Venezuelan armed forces led by Mario Vargas, Marcos Perez Jimenez, and Carlos Delgado Chalbad staged a coup d'etat against the president, then-president Isaias Medina Angarita, who was overthrown by the end of the day. During the Berlin airlift on this day in 1948, three Americans die in the first C-54 crash. Also, 10,000 former pilots, flight engineers, and radio operators are recalled to active duty. In 1954, Texas Instruments announces the first transistor radio. In 1967, the Soviet probe Venera 4 reaches Venus and becomes the first spacecraft to measure the atmosphere of another planet. In 1977, known as German Autumn, a set of events revolving around the kidnapping of Hans-Martin Schuyler and the hijacking of a Lufthansa flight by the Red Army faction comes to an end when Schuyler is murdered and various RAF members allegedly commit suicide. On this day in 1989, East German leader Erich Honecker resigns, and in 1991, Azerbaijan declares independence from the Soviet Union. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, October 18. I am David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com. Until next time, goodbye.